Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is another program recorded from home in this lockdown period that we're having all over the world, but certainly in New Zealand, where everyone's confined to their homes apart from essential visits to get supplies, and that particularly applies to my age group, so I've spent longer at home without going out than you can ever possibly imagine, but we're still doing Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you're going to enjoy the program with me. It's a fine time to go through your bluegrass collection and come up with a few things that you haven't maybe heard for a while. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. And we're going to start with a song from Lou Reed in Carolina. And this is their 20th anniversary concert. It was recorded live at the Down Home in Johnson City, Tennessee in December 2012. And the band was Christy Reed on bass and vocals, Trevor Watson on banjo and vocals, Kevin Richardson on guitar and vocals, Lou Reed on mandolin and guitar and vocals, and they had a guest musician, Justin Moses, who played some fiddle and some dobro with them. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from that. First one now, a little bit later on. We're going to start off with a song called Lost in a Memory. Here's Lou Reed and Carolina.
We're going to do one now from back in the Seldom Scene days. This is one that he used to do back when he was with the original band.
We don't do this song anymore.
They never did this song. It was one of his favorites that they ever did, and mine too. But anyway, I hope you enjoy Lost in a Memory.
Precious night when we gave our hearts to each other. Our love, you has faded with the time, and now I'm lost in a memory. It's lonesome and cold as ice. Your lips were sweeter than honey, holding you each night. They say a kiss can mean broken heart, love. Each piece will grow back together with time. But I just can't shake this lonesome memory. Sometimes it almost drives me out of my mind. And now I'm lost in the memory. It's lonesome and cold as ice. Sweeter than honey, and I have sweet dreams of holding you each night. Thank you.
Lou Reed and Carolina live at the Down Home in Johnson City, Tennessee. Let's hear from the Nashville Bluegrass Band now from their Unleashed album from a long time ago. It was, and we're going to hear a song, Boll Weevil, a traditional song arranged by the Bluegrass Band with lead vocals by Alan O'Brien. Let's have a listen.
Sleeping a grain red tonight. Oh, we were told a farmer, you need no corn machine. I'll eat a barley or cotton, I can't buy no gasoline.
That was Nashville Bluegrass Band. Let's listen to Lou Reed and Carolina again with a lovely song called Time.
When I was young, I dreamed of being older. Now that I'm older, I dream of being young. I dream of a time when there was no time at all, and I wonder where the time is gone. When I was young, I dreamed of how I'd spend my life. Now that I'm older, I spend my life in dreams. The things I've planned I've never done, things I've done I never planned, and all the while it is later than it seems. Time, you're no friend to me, as you go ticking by. I can hear the enemy, each day you add a number to the things I'll never be. Oh, time, you're no friend to me. Young, the road went on forever. Now that I'm older, I see it isn't so. Once I took my time, now time is taking me, and no one has to tell me where it goes.
ticking by. I can hear the enemy. Each day you add a number to the things I'll never be. Oh, time, you're no friend to me.
Whoa.
In Carolina with Time. What a great song that is. It was only just a few months ago that my younger son Mike and his wife visited Colleen Trenwith in Johnson City in Tennessee, and he went to a concert there with Dale Ann Bradley, and she had Matt Ledbetter playing with her, and Mike was under instructions, that's my son, was under instructions to bring back some music for me that I could play on the show, and he brought back this wonderful CD from Matt Ledbetter, who is a superb resonator player. And I've picked out a track to play off that one, Down on River Road. And Matt has various people helping him out on this one. On Down on River Road, he's playing the dobro, do the baritone vocal, Tim Stafford playing guitar, Sierra Hull is playing mandolin, Ron Stewart banjo, Jason Moore bass, Daniel Kimbrough does the bass intro, Josh Schilling does the lead vocals, and Sean Lane does the tenor vocals. Man, is that some sort of lineup. I don't think that was what was happening at the concert, but it's a great song. Down on River Road, here's Matt Ledbetter.
A cigarette to go. Another day of digging up things I don't want to know. 10 years walking on the beat, I thought I'd seen it all. Until that day I read the note hanging on the wall. I keep hearing that you've caught me. Don't believe it all just yet. There's still a lot of work to do, and I barely broke a sweat. That girl you found last Friday, you know she's not alone. There's another one just like her down on River Road. So catch me if you can. Better get yourself another plan. Can you find the invisible man? Listen to me closely and I'll tell you where to go. Down on River Road. Every second Monday a letter would arrive. A tiny scarlet envelope, we knew would lay inside. The city was in panic in the fall of 68. Then the letters just quit coming, disappeared without a trace. So catch me if you can. Better get yourself another plan. Can you find the invisible man? Listen to me closely and I'll tell you where to go. Down on River Road. Wondered how we got away. Was there something that I missed somewhere along the way? Still haunted by a ghost from yesterday. I got a little scarlet letter in my mailbox today. So catch me if you can. Better get yourself another plan. Can you find the invisible man? listen to me closely, I'll tell you where to go down on River Road.
Matt Ledbetter and a superb backing band there down on River Road. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, recording from my home studio, which is really just a table in my living room with my computer and a little mixing desk and my CD beside me, but it feels like a studio. The big difference is I'm allowed to have a cup of coffee in my studio at this one, whereas I'm not in the radio station at 3FM where I normally record the show. Our sponsor is Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. They're the big music store that's closed down at present, as is every shop in Hamilton that's not deemed essential. But they'll be opening soon. They're probably also running their online music service there. They have a great range of instruments. Perfect. If only you could have got in there before the lockdown. You could have bought yourself a new banjo, maybe a D-ring banjo or a mandolin or a guitar. Or a fiddle or anything else like that that you wanted to sit and learn while you're confined to home. They're a great sponsor of music in Hamilton. I bought my first banjo from them more than 50 years ago, and they're still an excellent store, and I'm very pleased that they are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. What have we got on the list for us? Ah, Dan Creary. First saw Dan Creary in 1971 in my first visit to the USA. We were at Bill Monroe's festival, and Dan Creary was a guitar player there, just stunningly good guitar player. And I got the album Ladies Fancy a few years later. It came out in 1977, just to bring back the memories of him playing. And there's some superb pieces on that album, and I'm going to play for you the traditional tune Grey Eagle. Who else have we got on this album? We got Dan Creary, we got Curtis Birch playing rhythm guitar, we got Sam Bush playing mandolin, we got John Cowan playing bass, and we've got Courtney Johnson playing banjo. So they're friends of Dan Creary's, all picking away here on Grey Eagle. Let's have a listen. Thank you. That was Dan Crary with Grey Eagle, and he's an astonishingly strong player, very, very vigorous, and sort of inspires the band. Courtney Johnson was the first person I ever heard playing that very melodic style, and I remember being absolutely stunned when I watched him play, very dexterous around the fingerboard. I never learned that level of dexterity. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing you some of the music that I love to listen to. We're going to hear from the band Special Consensus. I saw them at the Mountain Grass Festival in Australia just a few years ago, led by Greg Cahill, a very popular band. They did some great music, and this is from the album Signs, and we're going to hear the song I'll Go to My Grave Loving You, Special Consensus.
Loving you and should I live again?
na 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 na
Special Consensus.
Hello, everybody. This is fellow musician Josh Johnston coming at you from the birthplace of it all, Rosine, Kentucky. I love listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you do as well. What do we got coming up for the fine folks next, Paul?
Well, thanks very much, Josh, for that introduction. Being as you come from Rosine, Kentucky, which I visited, where I was privileged to visit there in 2008 and visit Bill Monroe's homestead there. It was a real treat, I tell you. And we were part of the Romp Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky at the time. But I thought I'd better play a tune for Bill Monroe. Here's a recording of him playing Rawhide, and he's got Bill Keith on banjo. From Rosine, Kentucky, Mr. Bill Monroe.
Thank you a lot. You've really been mighty nice here tonight, a wonderful audience.
Well, wasn't that great to hear? Bill Monroe playing live the tune Rawhide. A lot of energy in that tune. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm going to play a band for you that I really enjoy, John Rushman and the Jaybirds. Based in Vancouver, Canada, this album is called Stellar Jays, and this is a beautiful old song called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. Lead vocals are done with Trisha Gagnon, and John is doing the harmony to it. It's a song from the Civil War era, and they have rearranged it to really suit their band, and I love the music. Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still.
It's been years since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle in the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. And I have sailed a falling sky, chartered hazards path. I have seen the storm arise like a giant in his wrath. Every danger I have known that a reckless life can fill, though her presence is now
beautiful song. That was John Reichman and the Jaybirds, and that's Greg Spatz on fiddle, John Reichman on mandolin, Tricia Gagnon on vocals and bass, Jim Nunnally on guitar, Nick Hornbuckle on banjo. Nick plays with a fairly unique two-finger style, and that gives him a particular roll to the sound of his banjo playing, and everything's perfectly matched. You're a wonderful band, and I have seen them at their Father's Day Festival in California. California, and they are a real treat to listen to, I tell you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hello to all the people on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand that are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, all different times of the week and the day, and but I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. All the Access Radio stations in Canada that are listening too. We have a sort of exchange arrangement going on there, and several stations over there take Back Porch Bluegrass as a program, and thank you for listening to a Southern Hemisphere take on bluegrass. And of course, the people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thank you for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in and finding out what we think of bluegrass music down here in New Zealand. At present, we're united throughout the world in trying to beat this COVID-19. And I'm not going to say anything much on here about the virus that's circulating the world, but I will say a little bit about how we are adapting to it. And I'm just living at home quietly by myself. People of my age group are encouraged not to leave their houses. My sons are doing my grocery shopping for me. Now I'm paddling around out in my shed making little banjolalis, which are little banjos, five-string banjos out of the scrap wood that I've got around the place, and making little banjos, which are great for sitting at home and practicing quietly on. Doing some of that. One of these days I might even tidy up some of the place, and I'm learning how to make radio shows and finding out how to do that from home too. So I hope you're all being industrious and working out how to fill in your time for the extra time that you will be having at home over these terrible times throughout the world. Fine Times at Fletcher's House was a great album I got from good friend Bill Evans, and when he was playing with Fletcher Bright, I went to see them at a concert at Freight and Salvage in California, and they did some great music together. Fine Times at Fletcher's House is an album of just banjo and fiddle, and I'm going to play you a tune called Slockit Light. This is a tune that we actually do in our Irish band. I have an Irish band that I play double bass in, and we do this tune on whistle and mandolin, but it'll be different here on banjo and fiddle. Das Slockit Light. The literal translation of the name is The Light Gone Out, and it's a tune written by Tom Anderson. That was different, wasn't it? Just like they were playing in your own living room. Das Slockit Light. In New Zealand, there was a great bluegrass band in the early 70s called the Bluegrass Expedition. And they played some wonderful music. They're based in Dunedin, right down the south end of New Zealand. And they consisted of Reed Hudson on dobro, George Bailey on banjo, Bruce Fergus on bass, Barry Patterson on guitar, and Mike Pelvin on mandolin. And I'm still getting to play some music with Barry Patterson. He lives locally now and comes to my Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session. Fine singer and guitarist, but here he is way back in 1975 doing the Kentucky Waltz.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky, neath the beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and the beautiful Kentucky waltz. Kentucky, neath the beautiful harvest moon, and I was the boy who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and the beautiful Kentucky waltz.
Barry Patterson with the Bluegrass Expedition from New Zealand in 1975. They were a great band, and it's a real pleasure still being able to play some music with Barry. A little earlier in the show, we had a song from the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Let's have another one from them now. This is from the album Unleashed, and this time it's Roland White singing lead in a song called Doorstep of Trouble. It goes like this.
I'm standing on the doorstep of trouble, standing on the doorstep of pain, watching the sun roll over that hill. I wonder where my good love has been. Lord, Lord, wonder where my good love has been. Sidewalk at the feet, wondering why the good times pass by, like the morning whistle blowing down the street. Lord, Lord, the morning whistle blowing down the street. Mm-hmm. I don't even care about moving to a place where the rent ain't so high. Was I paid up for the rest of my life? Gonna live here till the day I die, Lord, Lord, live here till the day I die. Trouble, standing on the doorstep of pain, watching the sun roll over that hill. I'm wondering where my good love has been, Lord, Lord, I'm wondering where my good love has been.
Nashville Bluegrass Band, Doorstep of Trouble. Time for a gospel song on Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're going to hear from the Harper family now. This is a family band. Sons playing guitar and mandolin, daughter playing fiddle. Looks like mum does some vocals and dad does some banjo playing. And the song is called Treasures Unseen, the Harper family.
My home may not look like a castle. Maybe lacking in style, but if you come sit at my table, a meager supply you will find. 'Cause oh, it's not what you see that makes me a
the Harper family. Beautiful harmonies there. Those real family blending harmonies sound great. While we're having a gospel song, let's listen to John Rushman and the Jaybirds with I Am the Man, Thomas.
Thomas, I am the man. They made me carry the cross. beside Thomas.
I am the man.
I died on the cross, Thomas.
I am the man. I am the man, Thomas. I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand.
Come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the various selections that I've had for you. It's a bit of a cold autumny day here in New Zealand. The rain's coming down outside. We need the rain. I'm perfectly happy we've had a very long dry period, but let's take it out now with Matt Ledbetter again, and from his fine album, I've selected a song, A Love Like That, and this has got Bradley Walker singing lead. Let's listen to Matt Ledbetter, Bradley Walker. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass.
In the spring of 1942, he could tell she was the one. But just 2 weeks together, he got word his card got pulled, the draft had gone through. He could hardly speak. There in his army greens, he said, "Will you wait for me?" Love like that you don't find every day. It won't turn its back and walk away. When the winds of life change and try to pull you away, you can bet it's minutes matched with a love like that. One new 11 months, 18 days later, changed out his army greens and grabbed his dad's old truck keys. Didn't bother calling on the phone. He just showed up standing at her door. She said, "This is the moment I've waited for." A love like that you don't find every day. It won't turn its back and walk away. When the winds of life change and try to pull